综合模拟演练四。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Now, please tell me exactly how this happened.
Well, I stopped immediately when the light turned yellow, but he ran into me from behind. Text 2. According to today's exchange rate on the financial news,Every U.S. dollar is equivalent to 6.5 yuan. How much would you like to change, sir?
Well, I'll change 100 U.S. dollars. Here is the money. Text 3. Did you listen to the announcement just now?
Sorry, I didn't catch it. What is it?
Flight 1635 will be 20 minutes late.
Text 4. There was a storm warning on the radio in the morning. Did you happen to be listening?
No, but what a pity.We'll have to change our sailing plan. Would you rather play tennis or go cycling?
I prefer tennis.
Text 5. Hello, Annie. Why are you so excited?
Didn't you hear the exciting news?
What is it?Come on, tell me.
Our team won the game.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
How do you do, Mr. Smith? I'm a reporter from China Daily. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all.
I hear you're going to visit China.
Yes, but not now. It's so cold.
How long are you going to stay there?
A month or so, I'm afraid.
Could you tell me what your new book is about?
You'll have to wait and see. At this moment, it's a secret.
How do you do, Mr. Smith? I'm a reporter from China Daily. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all.
I hear you're going to visit China.
Yes, but not now. It's so cold.
How long are you going to stay there?
A month or so, I'm afraid.
Could you tell me what your new book is about?
You'll have to wait and see. At this moment, it's a secret.
听第七段材料，回答第八、九题。
Stan, do you have a minute?
Oh, Kathy, sure, what's up?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation in the office.
I'm not there very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation in that office. But have you noticed? Jack constantly has students coming in to get help with his course.
We can't really ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you. I imagine it's the same for the others in the office.
Could we ask for a kind of meeting room? When we have to talk to students, we could go to the meeting room.
Good idea. Stan, do you have a minute?
Oh, Kathy, sure, what's up?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation in the office.
I'm not there very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation in that office. But have you noticed? Jack constantly has students coming in to get help with his course.
We can't really ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you. I imagine it's the same for the others in the office.
Could we ask for a kind of meeting room? When we have to talk to students, we could go to the meeting room.
Good idea. Hello, Mr. Reynolds. I'm from the local newspaper. May I speak to you for a moment?
Of course.
I thought you might have some interesting stories to tell about your travels in North Africa.
I'm sorry to say that I did the things any ordinary tourist would do.
Oh, I see. I guess there's not much to write about them.
I don't think so. Don't you believe that waking up with a snake in your bed is interesting? Of course. There was also the time when I was caught in a sandstorm and wandered in the desert for 3 days before being found.
There, I knew it. I knew you'd have some interesting tales, just like an action-adventure movie.
Well, I certainly wouldn't go that far, but if you'd still like to write about me, why don't you come by after school? I'll see what I can come up with for you.
Wonderful. I'll bring my tape recorder and a notebook. See you then. Hello, Mr. Reynolds. I'm from the local newspaper. May I speak to you for a moment?
Of course.
I thought you might have some interesting stories to tell about your travels in North Africa.
I'm sorry to say that I did the things any ordinary tourist would do.
Oh, I see. I guess there's not much to write about them.
I don't think so. Don't you believe that waking up with a snake in your bed is interesting? Of course. There was also the time when I was caught in a sandstorm and wandered in the desert for 3 days before being found.
There, I knew it. I knew you'd have some interesting tales, just like an action-adventure movie.
Well, I certainly wouldn't go that far, but if you'd still like to write about me, why don't you come by after school? I'll see what I can come up with for you.
Wonderful. I'll bring my tape recorder and a notebook. See you then.
What shall we do this weekend?
Do you have something special in mind?
No, not really. I just thought it might be fun to do something new.
Do something for a change, you mean?
Yes, something different. I need a change.
I usually go shopping and have my hair done during the weekend. And you usually watch football games on TV.
Yes, you often have tea with your friends, and I sometimes play cards with my friends. We seldom do anything together. It's quite unlike when we first married.
Now I've got an idea. Why don't we go for a picnic this weekend? You'll invite your friends, and I'll invite mine. We'll go together.
Good idea. I will see about the car, and you will prepare the food. But are you sure you really want all our friends to come along? What shall we do this weekend?
Do you have something special in mind?
No, not really. I just thought it might be fun to do something new.
Do something for a change, you mean?
Yes, something different. I need a change.
I usually go shopping and have my hair done during the weekend. And you usually watch football games on TV.
Yes, you often have tea with your friends, and I sometimes play cards with my friends. We seldom do anything together. It's quite unlike when we first married.
Now I've got an idea. Why don't we go for a picnic this weekend? You'll invite your friends, and I'll invite mine. We'll go together.
Good idea. I will see about the car, and you will prepare the food. But are you sure you really want all our friends to come along?
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
We interrupt this program to bring you special news.This afternoon, a school bus that left Central Junior High School at 3 p.m. was struck by a truck that ran into the back of the bus. Some students got off, and 10 other students have been badly hurt in the accident. The trucker was also hurt when the truck turned over. The police said that the truck driver or the bus driver had not been drunk, and nor can poor weather conditions be used to explain the accident.The people who got hurt were sent to the hospital shortly after the accident. This is the 7th traffic accident in the city this month. The police tell drivers to be more careful in driving. We will tell you more about the accident in the 5 o'clock news report. Now we return you to the mid-afternoon music show. Now we return to the mid-afternoon music show.
We interrupt this program to bring you special news. This afternoon, a school bus that left Central Junior High School at 3 p.m. was struck by a truck that ran into the back of the bus. Some students got off, and 10 other students have been badly hurt in the accident. The trucker was also hurt when the truck turned over. The police said that the trucker and the bus driver had not been drunk.Nor can poor weather conditions be used to explain the accident. The people who got hurt were sent to the hospital shortly after the accident. This is the 7th traffic accident in the city this month. The police tell drivers to be more careful in driving. We will tell you more about the accident in the 5 o'clock news report. Now we return you to the mid-afternoon music show.